ladies and gentlemen, heroes of all ages. My name is Joy, and with me today, we have the Super Dad and the Incredible Faith.
Hello.
Hello there.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Today, we'll be looking at Super Trains, designed by Dustin McMillian, artwork created by Jamie Armstrong, and published by Treasured Falls Games.
Next up, Gearland, a vibrant robot city teetering on the brink of chaos. Villainous semi-truck Rollar is on a rampage, and only the Super Trains can save the day. In Super Trains, players take on the role of heroic train conductors, delivering various gears and passengers, tackling emergencies, and upgrading their locomotives. While players are encouraged to work together, only one stands victorious in the end. Let's discuss Super Trains.
Very good. That was awesome. Good job, Joy and Faith. All right. Girls, I am so curious. I think I know the answer, but I'm curious if you have different answers or not.
Okay, what's the question?
What's your favorite team of heroes?
Power Rangers.
Yeah, I agree.
Power Rangers Mystic Force, to be precise.
You like Power Rangers Mystic Force. See, this is where I think that I knew it was going to be Power Rangers, but I'm curious if there's differences in which set of Power Rangers you like best. You like Mystic Force.
I like Mystic Force because a girl is blue ranger.
Very nice.
So.
Very nice. Okay, Joy?
I like a lot of them, but I think my favorite is Zeo because one day Dad came home from work and said that this girl at his work.
Not at work. It was at a convention.
This girl at a convention who was the one who played the Pink Ranger in Zeo. Her name was, she played the Pink Ranger.
Do you remember the Pink Ranger's name?
Pink Ranger's name was Kat. And,
nice.
I never knew about Zeo till he brought home a shirt that had the Zeo Rangers on it. From that girl who played Kat the Pink Ranger.
So is Kat your favorite Pink Ranger?
Yes.
Nice. That's so fun, baby girl. Well, that's really cool. I did expect Power Rangers to be the answer, but I'm curious. There are some heroic trains in this game. We have Sunny the Steam Train, Enzo the Electric Train, Deacon the Diesel Train, Blaze the Bullet Train, and Millie the Maglev Train. Do you have a favorite of these five?
Yes, I do. I like Blaze because she's super fast.
Nice. What about you, Faith?
I like Enzo because he's a fire engine and fire engines are pretty cool. But I like Millie because Millie is cool.
Oh, yeah. Millie is pretty cool. I think for me, Deacon the Diesel Train is pretty awesome with his big time carrying capacity. I love being able to carry that extra passenger.
Yeah, 'cause he's strong like you.
Thanks, baby girl. That's so sweet. So, girls, I think let's talk about a quick overview of how to play, and then we'll jump in to discussing this game. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Awesome. So, to play this game, it is essentially a pick up and deliver game with some collaboration. Each player controls a train and is going to be picking up and delivering passengers and cargo to take to various parts of the board. Additionally, Rollar is going to be trying to terrorize the city, dropping various problems in different parts of the city, and the player's job is to try and eliminate these various problems. They might be other trucks that are trying to terrorize the city. They might be, I don't know, something has fallen over and it's up to the super trains to fix it, something of that nature. And so to begin a player's turn, they're going to roll some dice. These dice are going to determine what resource is collected for that turn. The player that rolls the die gets to collect that resource if they have an open spot for it. And each player that has a that colored container on their board already can also collect resources for that particular color. Then players have a multitude of options that they can do. The other thing that the dice determine is where Rolar attacks. So Rolar might move himself around the board, or he might drop a attack of some kind. And once he attacks, it stays face down in that section until someone goes to engage it, which is what we're going to talk about next. So on a player's turn, there are six kinds of things that they can do. They can move their super train. They can drop off passengers, deliver cargo, solve emergencies or problems, as we referenced a minute ago, use a super gear, which is an upgrade, which is something that they can do at the end of their turn. They can add an upgrade to their board if they can afford it, or they can use a kind train card. Now, a kind train card is where the collaboration comes in, because when you go to engage an emergency for the first time, it's going to require that you pay so many resources to be able to solve it. If you solve the emergency, it also gives you points. But maybe you have some of the resources, but not all of them. And you might start to ask the table, starting in counterclockwise order, can you help me? Now you're thinking to yourself, why would I help them? That's going to give them points, and then I can't get points myself. Well, you can get a kind train card if you help out this other player. If you do so, these kind train cards are incredible. They let you do all kinds of fun things, like having an extra turn, or just getting points, or gaining a bunch of resources. There's lots of fun things that it can do, and it definitely creates a very interesting dilemma of, do I help this player and gain something really awesome? Probably. But do I want to give them that many points? And so that creates a very interesting tension within the game. Once a player finishes their turn, they have the option to pay resources to upgrade. Each player has three upgrades that they can create over the course of the game, but they are not required to. And additionally, they can fulfill their missions during their turn, and this adds more points as well. Play continues like this, taking turns around the board until the deck of emergencies has been eliminated, Rolar has been defeated, and the players can wrap up the game. Whoever has the most points wins. With that, Joy and Faith and I will discuss. All right, girls, I've got some questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Did the idea of superhero trains versus evil semi-trucks feel exciting, silly, or both?
Exciting. Because I thought that this just sounded cool. So.
Okay, sweet. What about you, Joy?
Well, I didn't actually know you were going to ask this question, but in my opinion, I'd pick both. Because I just sounds weird because I've never heard of a game that just has trains and robots, that kind of game. So that's the weird part about it. But the exciting part is that I like superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, Super Trains was kind of weird, but I like superheroes. So since it's Super Trains, I got really excited because I like superheroes.
Okay.
So I like it kind of both.
Okay, okay.
I do have one question to ask you.
Okay.
It was the question that you asked us earlier. You asked, what is your favorite superhero? What is yours?
Okay.
I think I know an answer.
What do you think it is?
Well, you really liked Power Rangers when you were a kid.
That's true.
Power Rangers or Marvels?
Well, yeah, Marvel's pretty cool too. Let's see. Favorite superhero team? I think it is Power Rangers, but I also really enjoyed the Ninja Turtles growing up. I haven't introduced you guys to that team yet.
What in the world is the Ninja Turtles?
It's pretty cool.
World are the Ninja Turtles?
I've seen Mom have a book and there's like a turtle bopping a ball with his head, another turtle riding something. It did not make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that another time, but staying focused. This is a big box with lots of stuff in it. When you first saw this box, what did you think when we opened it up?
I thought that it was going to be the longest game in the whole wide world.
It's a little intimidating, huh?
Pretty much, because it's a huge box.
Were you excited once you saw all the pieces and how big they are?
Yeah, because I thought that it was cool that it was actually like a robot city.
Nice.
And there was also a carnival and there was a hospital and everything else you'd have. And downtown had an eyeball eyeball building.
Nice. What about you, Joy?
So when we opened the box, I was stunned by all the pieces.
Did they look cool?
Yeah, they look so cool. My brain almost popped down my head.
What about, do you have a favorite part about actually playing Super Trains?
I do. I like it because once you get all your superpowers for the trains, you actually look like cool.
Are you referring to your upgrades that you can get?
Yeah, the upgrades.
Do they make you feel really powerful?
Yeah, because like one of mine, when we last played, it was super cool. Because last time I played Millie, before the last time we played, I played Millie and then I played Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
But one of Blaze's superpowers were that... So, you know that you can play 5 spaces on your turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the superpowers were that I got 3 more spaces every turn.
It's pretty cool.
Because a green one gives you 2 extra spaces, right?
If you spend a green resource, but she just got a flat 3 movement just because. It was really cool.
Yeah. I also liked... I like getting kind train cards, and I like helping people out.
Okay. Well, before you say that, I want to stay there for a second, okay? So I'm interested about the kind train cards, because this game does a very interesting thing where you have to decide if you're going to be nice or if you're going to let somebody else at the table fail so that they don't get the points. And in most of our games... we were more nice than letting them fail. How did you feel about that, Faith? Did you want to let them fail sometimes, or was that hard for you to figure out?
Well, it wasn't very hard for me to figure out because I'm a very helping person.
Okay.
Let me say it that way. I'm a very helping person.
So you would rather just help them?
I just help them.
Sure.
The only time I did not help them was when I absolutely had to deliver the cargo because I knew Rollar, because I had like just gotten rid of an emergency there.
Okay.
And I was like, I have to deliver this cargo. But some cargo cost a resource, and that was my only resource. So I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't give you one because it was my only resource. And
sure. Makes sense.
But it's hard to... Yeah, it's hard to not be nice to them. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Joy? Was it hard for you not to be nice?
Actually, every time they asked me, I always said yes.
Yeah. Did you ever worry about giving away too many points?
Well, there was one time that I kept wanting to help people that I just kept giving away my yellow resource that I needed to deliver this cargo.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer when that happens, huh?
Yeah, and I never actually delivered it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one time we played and you were like, okay, so we need 2 yellows and 1 blue or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, why in the world are there no yellows on the
board? Yeah, nobody rolled yellows for a long time, right?
Yeah, I only rolled 1 yellow. I only rolled like a few yellows. And then every time I got one, I was like, I'm not spending this. I have got to give it.
And then you give it, and then you give it away.
Yeah, then I just give it away.
Yeah.
But
that's hard, right? Like, it's hard to, you always, because you want to be nice. But so it does introduce this element in games where you have to decide, am I going to be nice or am I going to focus on my own stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Faith, you said you had a thought you wanted to share?
I had a thought because, okay, are we still on the same question? Because I forgot it.
No, it's okay. You can move the discussion wherever you want to.
Okay, so I just had a quick question.
Okay.
How do you like the artwork of the trains? And I'll go ahead and say mine. I like the way they did Rollar as actually like a big tanker truck reaching out with arms to like grab people and stuff like that. And there was like rubble with a hand on it. And I thought that was pretty cool. I also like how they designed the trains. They actually made little wheels on the bottom. And I think that was pretty cool. I also like how the board is designed. You actually feel like you're looking down on top of Gearland. And it's pretty cool.
Nice.
I also like the way the cargo is designed. The passengers.
Okay.
I think they made amazing robots.
Nice. Yeah, the robots were pretty fun.
I also like the way they designed it to look like even the buildings were robots. Like, there are two eyeballs floating with another circle in the middle. Mm-hmm. And it looked like two eyes with a nose. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the way they designed the board and all that other stuff. So what's you guys' disappointment?
I would definitely agree with you, Faith. I think that the artwork is definitely fun, and I like the board is really big and the pieces are really big so that when kids are playing, it allows them to be able to pick up these big pieces and move them around the board. And I think that y'all really enjoyed that. I know Hope definitely enjoyed having that big train to be able to grab onto. And just makes it to where everything is really easy to see. I think the artwork is cute. It makes for an interesting desire to want to know more about this world.
A great kids game.
For sure. Joy, what do you think about the artwork?
Me? Well, kind of like everything. But if I could pick one, I'd say the detail in the box, at the top of the box. I just love how it's designed, how like, it's like Millie is stopping, like, it's an action.
Uh-huh.
Like,
it's an action shot.
Yeah. Millie's stopping a truck that's trying to do bad. Esno is putting out a fire and Roller's, like, so angry. Sunny's almost about to fix the track. Deacon's like gonna go to the police station or something. It's like, just, I like the detail. I just like the detail in the game. I like everything, but most of all, I like the detail in the box.
Nice.
And the game.
I think that's fun.
I agree. As I was saying earlier, they even made the tiny wheels on the trains.
That's so fun. All right, let me ask you about this. Was there anything about the game that was confusing or tricky or harder for you to learn?
No, I didn't think anything was weird. I thought it was perfectly fine.
And you thought it was pretty easy to learn?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really easy to learn.
The only thing I didn't like was the lack of resources. Like,
so like if we started rolling the wrong dye colors, and it didn't.
No, it was like, one time we ran out of reds, and then I rolled a red, and they were like, oh, no more reds, so.
Yeah, that can happen at the end of the game when people are really building up their trains and holding on to a lot of resources until they get to the right spot.
That's the only thing I don't like about the game, the lack of resources.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. So do you think that it's more fun? Do you think this is something that other kids would enjoy? Because it is designed for 7+.
Well, yeah, I think they could even go down to like 5+ or something, because our younger sister, she plays on our own team perfect.
Okay, no, that's a good point. Hope did pick up this game pretty well.
Yeah, and even as a 7-year-old, I still think that you could go lower ages.
Okay, what about you, Faith?
Well, I was just about to say that, so.
Do you have any other thoughts you want to add on the age range?
No, I was just about to say that.
Okay.
A whole thing.
No worries at all. I'm glad you agree with Joy. So I will add that there are certain aspects of the game that can be a little complicated for players at 5 or 6. There's a certain combination building mechanic within your own train that can be a little bit harder for younger players to understand, but Hope definitely had a great time anyways. And so it's definitely something where the game has some modification to make it easier for younger children. And then, you know, it's something that I do think, because you are competing with other players at the table, that even for kids who are a little bit older, it definitely had Anne and I engaged the entire time. So I don't think that it maxes out at a certain level from a gameplay perspective, I do think, well, I say that, it is a kid's game, so I want to keep that in mind. But for a kid's game, it does definitely have some engagement to it. And I will say, we played several games at five players because that's the size of our family. And the game does go longer than 45 minutes, especially when you're playing with multiple children, which is probably what's going to be happening a lot of the time with this game. So just keep that in mind at higher player counts. It was a significant amount of time past 45 minutes for us. So would you want to keep playing Super Trains? Is this one that we want to keep in the collection?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a really good game.
Y'all really enjoy it?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because y'all are getting to the point now that I think you're old enough that you could be able to do it. Do you think this is one that you could pull out and play on your own without adults?
Join me, yes. I think that if you are playing with younger players, like 7 or younger, I'm sorry, 6 or younger, it is a lot harder to pull out and play that by yourself. But I bet Joy and me could. Just one time we played it by ourselves and Hope stopped halfway through to go use the restroom and then never returned. So I think that little kids can get pretty bored of the game if you're just like playing like just us three. But I think that it's okay. Let me say it this way. I think it's a better family game than just a play-by-yourself game.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's you're saying with adults.
It feels a lot more balanced
with adults
fun.
Than it is just with kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll add, too, because you mentioned Hope getting bored at certain points because of how long it took.
Yeah.
I will say we were well into the game before that happened. Like, the game is quick from turn to turn. And each of the actions are simple, which keeps younger players engaged. So for a game that went over an hour, the girls stayed very engaged for a majority of the time, which is, to me, kind of incredible given, you know, what attention span normally would be. So I will definitely give it props for that. So, Joy, do you have anything else you want to add before we move into our final grading?
Well, no, I don't. I was going to say something, but I just forgot.
That's okay. All right, so let's talk about our grades. So, Faith, do you give this game 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb up, a sideways thumb, 1 thumb down, or 2 thumbs down?
1 thumb up. It isn't my favorite game, but I like it.
Okay.
I really like it. It isn't like my favorite game, but I like it.
Cool. Joy, what about you?
I give this game a 2 thumbs up. It's one of my favorite games. Love the artwork. Well, I really love the artwork of all games because I want to be an artist. Well, we could talk about that later, but right now, I give that game a 2 thumbs up. As I said, the artwork, just how it really is to littler kids, like 6-year-old kids, not like littler kids would have to play this a few times, but I just give this game 2 thumbs up for a 7-year-old.
Nice. I give this game 1 thumb up. I think that it's really good. I love the pieces, and I love all the different bits and the things that are going on. I wish that there was a little bit more uniqueness in, I don't know how to say it. I felt like there were parts of the game where I felt like I was just repeating and rinsing and repeating over and over again, and I would like the game to end a little faster, and I think it does that better at 3 players than it does up at 5. So that, I mean, I'm probably a thumb and a half, we'll say. It's almost 2 full thumbs up, but it's one of those things where it's important. Well, to me, I don't want to get over the hour mark for this game because I think that it sits really well in that 45-minute range when it sits there, But if it drags on, then it can be a little too much. Overall, I do think it's a really good game. I do think that if you're trying to introduce kids into a pick up and deliver game, this is a very good one to do that. Lots of fun, quirky theme, but also one that's very relatable because everyone understands superhero teams. And then also you have things like Paw Patrol and things like that that people can refer back to. So it's a very easy transition for kids to kind of move into. So with that, I would recommend this game. I would definitely would recommend checking it out. And I do know that they are working on other kids' games as well, and they have another kids' game that's already out. So I would definitely check out this publisher because I do think, and again, they are Treasure Falls Games. Would definitely recommend them out, or recommend checking them out, because I think they've got some good stuff. So
I remembered what I was going to say.
Okay.
I really think that it's very, and this is going back to like the harder parts for little kids as well as the easy parts. I like the way that it still has hard parts for bigger kids because I think that like, I think I said this in like earlier episodes, some games are like, it's mostly like they're very good age rated, but they're too simple. So I like the way this game is like simple for little kids, but it can get harder for bigger kids.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, with that, Faith, why don't you close us out, okay?
Thank you very much for joining us at our table. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it because I don't even know what socials are. Check out the website at thegametablepodcast.com or shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. All of these links are also in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, or joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Ashley McCraffy for our cover art, to Anna Snyder who made the intro and outro music, and to Alaski Chislin to the how to play background music. Join us next week at the featured table. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be once to remember forever. Goodbye, dudes.
Goodbye. Choo-choo!
Bye. Adios. Toodles. Whatever.